When art critic André Salmon first saw Picasso's sheet metal guitar, he had this to say.
I saw Picasso's studio, and this studio, which according to some contained no works of art in the old sense, was furnished with the newest of objects. Some witnesses, already shocked by the things that they saw covering the walls, said, pointing a haughty finger at the object of Picasso's clever panes, "What is it? Does it rest on a pedestal? Does it hang on a wall? What is it, painting or sculpture?" Picasso, dressed in the blue of Parisian artisans, responded in his finest Andalusian voice, "It's nothing. It's El Guitar."
It is eyewitness accounts like Salmon that really give us a sense of the impact that this work had upon those who first saw it. It loomed immense in his memory, I gather. And because of that simplicity, radicality of this work that is made just from folding, crimping, cutting, sort of cobbling together. One of the fundamental differences of the cardboard guitar is not only its literal lightness, but its visual lightness. There is a luminosity to the material that it's rendered in, whereas with the sheet metal guitar, it's denser, it's darker, it is the shadowy doppelganger of the earlier, more ephemeral form. I think they are both revolutionary in their own different ways. One legacy speaks to combination, to assemblage, to performance, to installation art, to art that is made by putting together things that are found from different sources. And another that looks towards a language of abstraction and toward constructive sculpture, shaping form in a radically new and different way. Two very different traditions that became pivotal in terms of what happened in 20th century art.